The Ola Kailima Art Space Lofts in Kaka'ako will provide 84 affordable rental units for qualified artists. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units will be offered to those earning between 30% and 60% of area median income, or $20,000 for a single person, and no more than $57,000 for a family of four. ArtSpace Projects Incorporated Vice President for Properties, Catherine Vanderbrink, explains the rent structure.
One-bedroom rents will be $437 and a 60% rent at $976. A market rate unit would be in the range of $1,400. And a three-bedroom unit would be in $587 and $1,300 for a three-bedroom unit. Market range would be $2,600 for this neighborhood.
Artists will have preference, but must provide a body of work, which could include paintings, sculptures, literature, music, vocals, or just about anything considered artistic, and they don't have to make a living as artists. Pa'i Foundation will anchor the commercial space on the ground floor. Founder Kumu Hula Vicky Holt Takamine says ArtSpace will be the first of its kind in Hawaii.
We're partnering with Halal Kumana, which is a charter school up in Makiki. During the daytime, their advanced students could come in and use our dance studios, our performing arts studios, and our sloppy art studios. We're also building a professional development program for artists to learn how to treat their arts as a business.
The two residential buildings with parking garage and open courtyard will cost $38 million. But more than 65% of the funding will come from federal, state, and county governments. Erin Palmer, a visual artist and architect who moved back to Hawaii after spending 20 years in Seattle, testified at the public hearing.
Kaka'ako is currently marketing itself as an arts community, as a community of culture, but with all of the developments that are coming in now, much of that space will be lost. So having something like this is really important.
Hawaii Theater Artistic Director and General Manager Burton White also testified in support of ArtSpace.
It's important that you monumentalize this portion of Kaka'ako to create this critical, vibrant mass that will provide balance. This is something you can do not to make the dollar, but to make the difference.
Hawaii Community Development Authority Executive Director Anthony Ching agrees. He says HCDA will lease the property to ArtSpace for 65 years at a dollar a year and will provide low-income rentals that will benefit the art community.
This type of project at 84 units comes out to $38 million. That's still a lot of money. If you wanted to go tall, then it would require assembling much more money. So this is in scale and in benefit, we think, the right project.
If ArtSpace is approved at the next HCDA meeting in January, the developer plans to break ground in spring and finish construction by December 2016. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.